وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human traits in the Quran, and specifically we're looking at the ones that are destructive to people, to ourselves first, and to other people. We said amongst these traits that are destructive to people and to ourselves is in fact takabbur, pride. And pride is a crime in itself. And we said that pride is in levels. One level is when a person thinks he's above God. And we gave examples of that. One level is when a person defies Allah's laws because he thinks he's above it. And one level, or the third level, when a person defies the sayings and the orders of the prophets and the imams, alayhim wassalam, and we spoke about that. The fourth one, the one that we mostly indulge in, is at-takabbur ala ibadillah, which is our today's topic. Is when I have pride over the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes I find myself in a position where I expect people to greet me first. I expect people to make me enter the gatherings first. I expect people to keep me in the center of the gathering first. Sometimes I expect people to bow before me in a way or another. I expect people to respect me when I talk and they should shut up and just listen to me. Sometimes I would expect people to be nice and gentle when they speak to me. I expect people to dress me with Mr. and Sayyid and this and that and never dress me by my name and disrespect me. I have a lot of expectations, don't I? Sometimes these expectations, when we have them and we push them forward, in fact, this is called takabbur, called pride. Why would you assume or feel that everyone must say hello to you? Everyone must say to you, you come in, you know. Why do you have these assumptions? Who are you? And I'm speaking for myself first and foremost. Who are we? We are nothing but humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that I have that you don't, that makes me better than you. Inna akramakum indallah atqakum. The best of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is pious. So these people who have this notion of takabbur of other people, they are very dangerous. Because once they have position and power, then they certainly will destroy and harm people in their way. Don't take my word for it. Take the words of the Quran for it. Allah says, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّ سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. And when he comes into power and position, he will wreak havoc and corruption on earth. وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ. And he will wipe out humans and plants together. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادَ. And surely Allah does not love fasad. And when people says to him, hey, fear God. وَإِذَا قِلَهُ اتَّقُ اللَّهُ. You know what he says? When people says to him, please, you know, have fear of Allah. أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. His pride takes control of him in evilness and says, no, I will not. So you see that when a person becomes, when he has pride, too much pride, and you put him in authority, what he does? He will annihilate things around him. Destructive. فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah says, surely, hell to him, and hell will be his best of resting place for him. Let's take a short break, and then we come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that when we talk about pride, it's very destructive on the fourth level when we have pride towards our fellow human beings. So the first thing we will do is once we take control is we will wreak havoc on earth. Then we ask the question, what motivates people to have so much pride that is destructive? And what makes people want to harm other people? One is act and worship itself, which is really tricky. Sometimes I do work on the outside. I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I want people, and more even better than that, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, I expect Allah to say, well, this servant of mine, he should be before you guys. Why? Because he's a servant of mine. He worships me. He does actions for me. Therefore, he needs to be, you know, honored. And no one else needs to be honored. Why? Because he is so good. And this is the fallacy that happens here, is that we put ourselves in an action of ibadah, in a place where we act, and then we want people to respect us for it. And we use that as a pride. And this is like, this comes in a very sneaky way, where sometimes I worship Allah, and then shaitan comes into my head and plays around, and then slowly, slowly, he gets into my head, and all of a sudden I see myself committing all these haram acts, without realizing, without knowing. And then I have this pride thing happening. This is one of the causes that causes people into falling into the concept of pride. Another reason that causes people to fall into the pride problem and disease is that their lineage. And this happens basically back in the day, used to happen more than now, because now no one cares about your family lineage or what your family is and what your surname is. But to a certain extent, we still have royal families to some extent. He's a royal. When he's a royal, he's from the royal family, or he's from a very prominent family. He needs to be respected and honored, and you know, and these people walk on eggshells. They think of themselves better than everyone else. So sometimes when a person has a lineage or has a family that is, you know, respected in society, those people use it as a way of making themselves sound better and look better and want people to treat them better. Even though it's nonsense, it's just a figment of their imagination, because Allah says, "Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum." He doesn't care what family you're from or how much money you have. Don't be prideful. It's not good for you. It's bad for you. It's bad for the community. Bad for everybody. So don't do it. So these are some of the causes. There are more causes that causes people to become prideful. Inshallah, we'll keep it to other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.